God when he was back here with Moses, which we won't get into. When we were back here, when he was back here with Moses, see, and Moses saw the vision and wrote it down. One time, this is a long story real short. One time they said to Moses that a dead man couldn't, a person that had touched a dead man, see, they couldn't eat the Passover. So then they asked Moses, said, now, what must I do about this? They asked Moses. And Moses said, I don't know. I'll have to ask the Lord. I'm telling you like it is, I'll have to ask God. You see? See? Now, you remember, he was right there with, and I do mean walking around in a physical life, all right, and the person of Joshua, you call him, his correct name is Joshua, all right, and he was Moses' minister. Now, we have read that, that was the reason why he said, I didn't come to be a minister, that's it, but I come to minister.
Right.
See? And he gave them all of this staff. They looked at him just like I'm looking at these brothers sitting here and sisters sitting here on the front seat. And I mean talking in face to face and mouth to mouth. I mean, look at him with these physical eyes.
That's right.
Talk with him. Just like they did when he was come through the lawns of the virgin heaven. And there's something else I want you to know about that, too. He was the one that said he was coming through the lawns of the woman.
That's right. Right.
On that bed, I'll be. Want it read?
Yes.
Read it. Now, you see, I didn't tell them where to read it.
Isaiah 7:14.
No. That won't do. Not right now.
Third chapter of Genesis.
Third chapter of Genesis.
15th verse. And I will put enmity between thee and
I will put enmity. Good dog.
Elohim.
Alright, and I will put enmity between
thee and the woman. And between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head. And thou shalt bruise his heel.
Does that satisfy you? Now maybe you didn't understand that. I see some not too anxious to say this in being. Now that's what for you to do.
I've got to stick up my hand, put it down there to teach you
what's right. Now you see, Eve, she was the mother of all men. And after the commission of that sin, I didn't go into that Sunday night, I sure did. I probably just didn't have time. Now, if you know it, when Yahweh took that woman out from that man, he told them to do what?
Multiply.
See? That's right, he told them to multiply. Now then, see? That king of the first son, he just couldn't be born of that in the garden. So he drove the man out. Now, I didn't say the woman. Well, why didn't you say the woman? Didn't he drive both out?
No.
Well, why didn't he drive both out?
Indeed, Yahweh is with me.
How can you witness to something you never saw and don't know nothing about? And I'm going to say this over again. If you're going to have anything still, folks, and you didn't see an automobile accident, or you don't know nothing about a killing or whatever happened, you see, I in the world you're going to be a witness.
Right.
You try that sometime. Now, where they got this from is Isaiah 43:1.
I have declared and have saved, and I have shown, when there was no stranger held among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, said Yahweh, I am El.
Now he's talking about Moses.
Right.
Or another one. That's what he's talking about. He ain't talking about these folks running around here. Another thing I want you to know. Not to see it all of that had to be the river. They had to see it in visions and revelations. Had to be wrote down in a book. And I'm not talking about that much. Before he comes through the lawn of the woman. And don't you even try to start to tell me that they were about that.
All right.
Is anything clear enough?
Yeah.
See? Now, how they dogmatically insist and contend that they're right. This is what they read out of the Bible. Now, we have told you many, many, many times. You get that down and read the Bible. You see? You can read this as well. You don't have to come down here to read the Bible. See? Most people got one at home. You follow? It's not necessary for you to come down here and read the Bible. In the status of form of the gun that you call it. That's not necessary. See, you got one at home. But what we're going to do down here is explain to you what you read in your Bible. Now we have to know. We can't be guessing at it. We can't be speculating with it. Now I want to go back to what Sister Mary is reading at, John 14:26. But before you read that, get over there in the 24th chapter of Exodus and read where Moses rose up. And Moses rose up.
And his minister, Joshua.
And his minister, Joshua.
And Moses went up into the mountain of
Elbert. And Moses went up into the mountain of Elbert. Now you see that he was his minister, Joshua.
And Moses went up into the mountain of Elbert.
And Moses went up into the mountain of Elbert. Now you see that he was Moses' minister, Joshua, who you have in Jesus. And that he was not there. Now what?
of heaven.
And the birds of heaven.
And over the cattle.
And over the cattle.
And over all the earth.
And over all the earth.
And over every creeping thing.
And over every creeping thing.
That creepeth upon the earth.
That's right.
So the Lord created man.
So the Lord created man.
In his image.
In his image.
In the image of the Lord.
And the image of the Lord created him. Now look. Look up here. Moses is up in the mountain. He's looking right at Yahweh, Lord, created Adam.
That's right.
He's still in the grave. And he said that so he know him, created. He couldn't say that he did unless he saw it. So he know I created the man, is that right?
And Elohim blessed him, and Elohim said unto him,
and Elohim said unto him,
be fruitful and multiply.
Be fruitful and multiply.
And replenish the earth.
And replenish the earth.
And subdue it.
And subdue it.
And rule over the fish of the sea.
And rule over the fish of the sea.
And over the birds of the heaven.
And over the birds of the heaven.
And over every living thing.
And over every living thing.
And move upon the earth.
And move upon the earth.
And Elohim said,
and Elohim said,
behold, I've given you every herb.
I know, I've given you every herb.
Burn seed.
Burn seed
which is upon the face of all the earth.
Which is upon the face of all the earth.
And there
now, wait a minute. Right then, I feel real smart. What day is that?
The 6th day.
Now, if you look back then, the scene on the 3rd day, you would see that these trees and vegetation, whose seed was it within itself.
Yes.
Seed yielding seed. Yes. And then you wouldn't have been standing around talking a whole lot of food and talk about evolution.
Right.
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 Yes. The trees. Yes, they have seed. They have more seed. Now the man, he's got to have seed within himself. You see what I'm talking about? And look, I want you to get it for myself.
All right.
No, sir. Did you read there that he made man in his own likeness and his own image?
Right.
Now that means that he's a full grown.
Right.
Adam was a full grown.
Right.
Full-grown man. When he took the woman out, she was a full-grown woman.
say a thing about what he made out of there.
No.
Now you want to know what I'm trying to take it down?
Yeah.
When Moses wrote down in the first chapter of Genesis, he said he made the man, and he said he made him in his own likeness and his own image, but he didn't say a thing about what he made him out of. Yes, I have. And after these 6 days of that creation, see, in Adam and Eve within that garden that day, said on the seventh day he rested. Now I'm going to let that head go in there on these days. I'm trying to be nice now. Moses sees this vision up here, and he sees Yahweh. Elohim makes the man in his own likeness and image, and he sees him make him out of the ground. But he left it out.
Yeah, right.
Get ready. See? Now then, this is what happened. Yes, he sees these 6 days of his creation. The first 6 days he was up there in the cloud covering the top of the mountain. And he sees this tabernacle in this man. This is the temple and this is the tabernacle. He sees that. You understand?
Now then, right then when he cut out it, he stopped talking with him about the creation. Now, this is what I'm saying. See, he told that about in the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. The planet, Genesis. You understand? What that's the difference. He went on and told you what he did. And when he got to the end of that 6 days, he quit talking about the creation. Now you're down to the first chapter of Genesis. And in the Holy Name Bible, and you're down to the fourth verse in the King James book. Now I want you to cut out right there about the Sabbath day. These are things that the Seventh Day Adventists don't understand, and the Jews, they don't. He quit talking with him about that. Now then what Yahweh had to be doing had done. See, he had revealed or showed to Moses during them 6 days while the sun was rising and setting on over that mountain. And he's showing him the vision that the earth is creation of heaven and earth during 6 days that sun is rising and setting. Now when he gets through with that, I'm showing you how to get your body. And that's down to the, I think it's the fourth verse in the King James Version. And the Holy Name Version of the Bible brings it clear on down. That's the reason why the chapter is written. Now, I want you to go back. Take the 24th chapter and the 16th verse.
And the glory of Yahweh bowed upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days.
Cola.
Cola. Cola. Thank you.
want to show you what it's really all about.
I want you to know it.
All right.
No more speculation about it. See? And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of God. Write it down. Read it out about it.
And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
Now, where do you find that? Where do you find this at?
Exodus 24:16.
At Exodus 24:16. Now you know that's in the book. Now, there it didn't say what happened in the cloud. It just said he called unto him on the seventh day. Didn't tell you nothing about what happened.
Right.
See, that means this covenant means that there's something left out.